presentation by Mr. Charles Henry, CHARLESHENRY, date of birth 7/22/1955. Date of birth is 7/22/55. Date of service is 1/13/2022. Chief complaints are pain in the moderate to severe pain, neck, lower back, right shoulder. Both hips that have already been replaced. The patient additionally says that he was injured many years ago in a football during his college time, high school, and currently his pain is worse from since 1992. He has been a patient at an American Pain Center for the last 4.5 years. That got closed for Medicare fraud, and he was last seen a few months ago. He has received 6 injections in the back in 2021, steroid injection by Dr. Agha, A-G-H-A. Henry Ford Hospital Pain Clinic also he has been to, where pain medication physical therapy was given. History of presenting illness: patient is suffering from neck pain around 6, right shoulder pain around 5, lower back pain is around 7. He reports mild to moderate pain in both hips around 6, although hips have been replaced. He also has a shooting pain in the front of the both thighs, which is almost like pain, continuously radiating. All of these pains are reported to be continuous and felt like throbbing, stabbing, sharp, punishing, cruel, and aching. And pain is varying from 8 to 9 and 6 to 9. And his ADLs are affected up to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, standing, walking, and improved by medications only. So far, he has had X-rays, MRI, CT scan, EMG, blood test. All of them are not available, but will be obtained. In the current study, patient does report numbness, tingling, pins and needles of the left hip and left leg mainly, and no muscle weakness, bladder, bowel, incontinence are reported. No subtle anesthesia, and no anxiety, depression, panic, and there is some sleep effect. Mood is good. No anxiety, depression, no homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts are reported. And no light headedness, weakness. Moderate difficulty in walking is reported. This can walk up to 1 to 2 blocks with a cane. This is the past treatment. Patient reports that he has had physical therapy for several months, intermittent surgery for the hips. Medications have been pain medication, epidural injection. Supposedly he has received epidural injection in the lumbar spine. In the system review, only musculoskeleton has arthritis, rest is negative. Past surgical history is positive for left hip replacement 96 at Henry Ford Hospital by Dr. Little, and then 2007, right hip replacement, which has a staph infection, and he was suffering for 8 months. Allergies, none are reported. And the patient reports in the family history, the mother is alive, no medical problem. Father is deceased in 1989 due to old age, CHF and heart problems. Brothers, sisters are alive with no medical problems. Relationship status, patient is divorced. Work status, patient used to work at UAW as a contract negotiator. Now he's retired. Disability, patient is disabled, has filed a federal disability. Legal history, none of the, no attorney firm. And personal history, patient does not drink, does smoke, 1/3 pack a day, and then does not abuse any recreational drugs. Additionally, patient does not have any history of automobile accident, fall, or any accident except for the football accident which injured his leg. In the ADL, patient reports that running and doing yard work are affected 9. Walking, standing, home chores, doing laundry, vacuuming are affected 8. Dressing is affected 7. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 180 over 126. Heart rate is 109. Heart respiratory rate is 18. Temperature is 98.1. Height is 6 feet and the weight is 155. Pulse ox is 100. And then this is a 66-year-old gentleman with a good build and nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. And hydration is good. Is well nourished. No acute distress is identified. No shortness of breath or severe pain cases. Patient does not appear overly anxious or lethargic. He has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well with a cane. The rest of the physical examination is from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal. Musculature examination is completely normal. Please use the template. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection and palpation is from the template. And the spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle is not present. Hypertonicity is 0. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion 40, and bilateral rotation is 50. In the lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 30, extension 10, bilateral side flexion 15, and bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. The Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign negative, Lerma test negative, distraction test negative, the Sotol negative, thoracic spine, Roos test, and Slum test negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kearney test negative, straight leg raising test positive at 30 degrees, contralateral leg raise test positive, Brugger test is negative, Kemp test is positive, Brzezinski negative. Sacral leg joint. Mild tenderness of both sacral leg joint is noticed, standing flexion test negative, heel compression test negative. Distraction test was negative. Fibro test positive bilaterally. Constant test is positive bilaterally. Tendelberg sign is negative. Extremities examination except for the right shoulder. All the other extremities are completely normal. Warm to touch, well perfused with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, or varicose veins. Range of motion for all other joints except for the right shoulder is normal. And quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Gait is normal. The patient is not using a cane or adaptive devices. And diagnosis. Examination of the right shoulder is as follows. On inspection, shoulder appears completely normal with no dislocations. On palpation, mild tenderness is noticed in the rotator cuff region. Muscle strength is 4/5. Range of motions are limited to 140 degrees of abduction on an active motion. And special tests are positive. Hawken Kennedy test, MTB Aitken test, near test, speed tests are positive. Anterior and posterior apprehension drop arm tests are negative. Patient does have some pain in the wrist, but the examination of the wrist is completely normal. Tineal sign, Phelan sign is negative, and all the circulation and sensations are all intact. Motor power is normal, grip is normal. Hip joints are also unremarkable for any quality finding. Diagnosis. General is 110. or 26.89. Shoulder, M 25.511, M 75.110, M 75.30, 75.50, S 43.432D. Lumbar spine, sorry, cervical spine, M 54.2, M 50.20, 54.21, 53.82, S 13.4XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, M51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M546.1, and S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy. The patient has had physical therapy for a while, has not brought him any relief. He can continue doing whatever he's doing. Wherever he'd like to choose, I have no issues with that. He can join acupuncture, chiropractor, and other treatments. Medications are reviewed. He is on calcium carbonate, desonide ointment, diphenhydramine, hydrocortisone, acetaminophen, tablet, narco, and then mupirocin, and topicard, and triamcinolone. And the following medications are provided to the gentleman in non-narcotic pharmaceutical medication. Naproxen 500 twice a day is provided for anti-inflammatory effect and helping healing. Skelaxin 800 mg 3 times a day for helping with the muscle relaxations. And Alavil 50 mg at night to provide sleep, GAD disorder relief, help in depression, anxiety, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and pain relief generalized. Dedica 75 mg daily. 30 tablets are provided for help with the pain in the both thighs, that is numbness and tingling, to help with neuropathies. Narcotic pain medication, Narco is provided 7.5, 325 to 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets. Just for a pain relief, they'll be reduced to 5 mg and replaced with Schedule 3 ASAP. Patient will be scheduled for procedures and he'll be looked into it. The non-pharmacological modalities are yes, home exercise plan yes, referred to psychiatry yes, fitness club program yes, review of the available MRIs. I have an MRI of the lumbar spine dated 5-4-2018, which shows a broad-based disc protrusion causing flattening of the thecal sac bilateral neural foramen encroachment in L2-3, L3-4, L4, L5, and that information has been reviewed with the patient. I have X-ray chest that shows normal chest examination. And there are some records from the Henry Ford Hospital for his emergency issues. But there is no other positive finding in them to bring some help here. The rest of the records will be available and ordered. Interventional pain procedures. The patient will benefit from injection to the sacroiliac joint and LESI at this time. We have not ordered a cervical MRI. He will benefit from some injection to the right shoulder, but the MRI is not available right now to confirm. Surgical options are not being considered. Neuropsych not warranted. Attended care case worker is not warranted. Past medical records are ordered release investigation. This is the first visit. We have not ordered any investigation as we are trying to contemplate all the medical records. DMEs. Patient has cane and a back brace. and is not being provided with any from us. Education is yes, weight loss program yes, disability yes, follow-up visit yes, 7 days, direct contact yes. Thank you.